This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, February the 19th, 2024. We will finish Yud Zayin of an Aleph, 17a, the fourth section. It is the yellow text. So the end of last week, we were trying to figure out by what mechanism does Hashem, use mercy to be lenient in judgment. So last week we saw the Beis Hillel says, that we lean, Hashem leans towards mercy and compassion. And Rabbi Lazar said he squashes it, he's kovesh the sin, or he's kovesh himself, as it were. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says it's not kovesh, rather no sin. I mean, he kind of lifts it and takes it away. Or he bears it. Shinemar no se avon ve'over al pesha. Right? He carries, he bears the sin, ve'over, and he passes over the iniquity. Now, Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, right, the third option, right, the house of Rabbi Yishmael says, no mavi rishon rishon. I mean, each sin you do, it kind of takes it away, not letting enough sins get onto the scale to weigh it down. V'chein hi hamida. Right, and that's right, that's the mida of chesed. That's the attribute of chesed. That Hashem uses to judge us favorably. Because if you let them all pile up, we might be in some trouble. So Amar Rava, now Rava says, that's all well and good, right? Hashem is merciful, ve'avon atzmo eino nimchak, but the sin itself never gets erased. Right? It doesn't say Hashem wipes the sin out. He removes it from the scale, he puts it somewhere else. He's able to lift it, he's able to conquer it. But it doesn't say he wipes it out. And therefore, de'ika ruba avonos, if a person is a majority sinner, right, the most of his actions are sins, machshiv bahadai, we're going to go and take that sin and put it right back with it. Once he's being judged unfavorably, all the sins are going to come back to roost. Rabba Amar, right, here comes a different use, a different explanation of the pasuk Nosei Avon Ve'aver Al Pesha. Rava says that this is a fascinating message for us. Kol Hamavir Al Midosav, but anyone who is literally will pass over his midos, I mean that which is, if somebody wrongs you and you let it go, right, you're not exacting in judgment. It doesn't, Mavir Al Midosav doesn't translate perfectly, but that's what it means. Ma'avirin lo al kol pshav, then Hashem will forgive all of his sins. Shinemar, how do you know? Because it says, no se avon, ve'over al pesha. Right, the pasuk says, you kind of carry, lift away the sin, ve'over al pesha, and you right, let the iniquity go. How does Rava read this? Lemi no se avon, to who is Hashem going to, again, lift away the sin? That is, lemisha over al pesha, to somebody who they themselves are not exacting in, judgment or retribution or whatnot, right? So in the first time we used this pasuk, it was both referring to Hashem, right? No, Hashem is no se avon ve'over al pesha. Here, it's no, Hashem is no se avon to the human being who is over al pesha. Now, interesting story related to that idea. Rav Huna, brother of Yehuda Chalash, Rav Yehoshua Chalash. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, got weak. Right, when you got weak back in the day, it usually meant that you were right, nearing death. So Al Rav Papa l'shiyulebe, Rav Papa went to see how he was doing, right, pay a little Biker Cholim visit. Chazi dechalash le'alma, he saw the world was getting weak for him, right, a euphemism for what we would call, he's in hospice, he's towards the end. Amar lahu, so he said, Tzvitu le'zavdita, right, go get all of his stuff ready. Right, that's what we would say, go call the funeral home. Start making the arrangements. But l'sof itvach, then it got better, right, which without medicine, you rarely happened back in the day. You needed a divine intervention. So having michse rapapa, the michse rapapa kind of was embarrassed to go and see him because, he had essentially started planning his funeral. So Amrulay, his friends came right to Rav Huna and say, my chazis, I mean, what did you see? Right, that's what we would say. Did you see the bright light at the end of the tunnel? Right. Amr Lahu, so he said to them, In yeah, Hachi Haba, this is what I saw. I was halfway down the tunnel. Amr Lahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I heard Hashem saying, Holy below Miku Mokim Bimile, since he does not stand on words, right? Doesn't make, which again is the same idea. He doesn't, you know, he's not firm in meeting out justice to other people, standing on his kavod, etc. Lo takumu bade, we're not going to do that to him. How do you know, right? Shenema, no savon, be'aber al pesha. You carry away sin and you let iniquity go. Lemi no say avon, to who will Hashem let the sin go? Le'over pesha, to somebody who they themselves let, sins against them go. The end of that pasuk says, "L'she'erit nachlato," to the remainder, to the remnant of Hashem's portion. All right. So, Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Alya v'kotzba. All right. That definitely sounds better in the Hebrew/Aramaic. An Alya is a tail. The tail, right, like an oxtail stew. The tail has good fat, and it's a nice piece of juicy meat. Oh, it's not so juicy. It's really fatty. Although I've never made oxtail stew, but there's a thorn in it, which means it's good and it's bad. Right? I have good news and I have bad news. The sheirit nachlato, yeah, right? Hashem's going to forgive the iniquity for the remnant, for a portion of his nachla, below kol nachlato, but not for the entirety of his inheritance, right? So good news for those, yes, bad news, for those, no. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.